Dozens of African heads of state, including Libya's President Muammar Gaddafi, South Africa's Thabo Mbeki, and Egypt's Hosni Mubarak, are in attendance at the African Union Summit in Ghana. Africa Confidential analyst Patrick Smith says it is one of the best-attended AU summits ever.
I think one of the reasons is it's got a historical significance because this is the 50th year since Ghana became independent, and it's regarded as a sort of key date in African history.
But Smith says another reason for the high attendance is the topic at hand, pan-continental unity, or, as Mr. Gaddafi has called it, the United States of Africa. The idea, espoused by Ghana's first president, Kwame Nkrumah, has been periodically debated ever since. Smith says meetings have shown that most heads of state are in favor of continental unity. They see the European Union and the United States of America as examples of the power that can come from regional cooperation. But Smith says few heads of state support the radical all-in-one approach advocated by Mr. Gaddafi, who toured several West African states last week drumming up support for his proposal.
Got a sort of a continuum of views from the more moderate piece-by-piece view that President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa is espousing, saying that you've got to build the foundations to the house before you can put the roof on it. And then you've got the do it all in one go right away, which is the view espoused by the leader of Libya.
The discussions aim to address all aspects of the issue, from philosophical questions to logistical ones, such as how to integrate the governance of more than 50 countries on a continent still divided by war and struggling with poverty and development issues. But many Africans say there are many more important issues to discuss than continental unity. Seydou Arji is a Ghana-based human rights activist.
I think that before having a continental government, we have some problems we might resolve, like Darfur crisis, like a lot of issues. I think that to be realistic, it's not the time to talk about this government if we want to have a very efficient body.
RG says other important issues to discuss include the situation in Zimbabwe, whose citizens are suffering from crippling unemployment, rising fuel and food prices, and the world's highest inflation rate. Human rights issues across the continent are also high on his agenda, including in Libya. Smith says many of these issues will be addressed, at least briefly, over the course of the summit. Mr. Mbeki has said he will deliver a progress report on negotiations in Zimbabwe, and the heads of state will also need to discuss financing for the proposed cooperative peacekeeping force from the African Union and the United Nations in Darfur. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.